And we turn now to Japan, a country that's experiencing an unusual crime wave. Unusual because the elderly are the perpetrators. In the past 20 years, there's been a fivefold increase in the number of crimes committed by senior citizens, according to Japanese government statistics. Most of the crimes are nonviolent offenses, things like shoplifting or pickpocketing or embezzlement, but there have been occasional reports about assaults. Michael Zielinziger has written extensively about social and economic trends in Japan. We last spoke to him about his book, Shutting Out the Sun, How Japan Created Its Own Lost Generation. And we called him again this week after spotting several stories about the elderly crime wave. Good to talk to you again, Michael.
Great to be with you, Michelle.
Now, here's what we know about Japan. It has the world's oldest population. About one-fifth of the country's residents are older than 65. But what explains this crime wave?
Well, part of it is the collapse of the social infrastructure of Japan. Japan does not have a great institutional setting of nursing homes. Once upon a time, younger Japanese felt an obligation to take care of their aging parents. That's falling away. But most importantly is a long-term economic collapse in Japan. Japan went through an economic breakdown in the late 80s and early 90s, from which it really hasn't recovered. Japan's also in the throes of an immense deflation. So older Japanese are increasingly impoverished and increasingly lonely. One of the favorite quotes I've seen about this recently was from a 79-year-old woman who stabbed a younger woman in one of Tokyo's shopping districts. And when she was asked why, she told the police, "I had no place to stay and I wanted the police to take care of me."
The Prime Minister of Japan was quoted as saying of elderly people, they're hobbling around and constantly going to the doctor, which is not exactly sympathetic words for a man who leads a rapidly aging country. Does that speak to the way the government views the elderly population?
Yes, increasingly. On the one hand, especially the LDP, which is Asa's party, depends on elderly for their votes. On the other hand, the Japanese are wondering how on earth they're going to pay for this increasing wave of elderly. There are official pronouncements that Japan should increase immigration of younger people from other countries to help take care of its rapidly aging population. But this continually meets a roadblock because Japanese worry that the very special nature of Japanese society will be blown apart if immigrants from the Philippines or from China or from other Asian countries came to Japan.
In your book, Shutting Out the Sun, you wrote about young people who engage in all kinds of antisocial behavior in some way to rebel against a very rigid society. Are older people perhaps doing the same thing?
I would say so, yes. A huge cohort of Japanese are turning 65 now. They, like young people, are wondering, why did I work so hard all my life to be left with this? You know, Japanese young people now tend to be living, many of them, in internet cafes because they can't find work and they can't find a place to go. Old Japanese are not necessarily homeless, but they are hopeless, I'd say. They don't feel that there's a lot of hope for their future. They're very isolated, and they don't see how their meager pensions are going to get them through the rest of their lives. And so some of them are acting out by picking pockets, by stealing food, and gaining attention.
Japan has long been considered one of the safest countries in the world, and the thinking had long been that one reason it is so safe is that people don't want to engage in the kind of behavior that might bring shame to themselves or their family. In a country where shame carries such a stigma, what's the national reaction to something like this?
I think some people are shocked that old people are acting the way they are, but I think some people are also acknowledging, gee, this is the sign of a real national problem, just as the rising suicide rate is the sign of a national problem. What's interesting about Japan is that, from an economic standpoint, the government has always been very involved in making sure the car business could compete, in making sure there was a steel industry in Japan, in trying to engage sectors of the economy for economic growth. But when it comes to the social side of the equation, Japan has always been incredibly meager. Take care of yourselves. The family should take care of these problems, and the government doesn't really want to have much part of it.
Michael Zielinziger is the author of Shutting Out the Sun, How Japan Created Its Own Lost Generation. Michael, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to be with you.